A new study in the journal Child Development confirms something researchers have long known, that a father's absence can have a negative impact on his daughter's sexual development. Previous studies have shown that girls who grow up with a single mother are at substantially higher risk for early sexual activity and pregnancy. But as NPR's Rachel Jones reports, this study reaches different conclusions than the earlier research as to why.
Research on teenage pregnancy has often concluded that behaviors like early sex or pregnancy among girls whose fathers aren't in the home occurred because the single mother was poor, the family lived in an unsafe neighborhood, or the daughter wasn't being properly supervised.
What this study has strongly suggested is that that traditional explanation is wrong.
Bruce Ellis is a psychologist at the University of Canterbury in Christchurch, New Zealand. Ellis isn't saying poverty didn't matter, but his study has suggested a father's absence has an impact on girls' sexual behavior, regardless of their economic background. Ellis's conclusions come from a study of families in New Zealand and the United States that began in 1977. In the U.S., the families of 242 girls in three cities volunteer to participate. In New Zealand, all 520 girls born in Christchurch during a four-month period in 1977 were automatically enrolled. Girls in both countries came from a wide range of socioeconomic and ethnic backgrounds.
During their childhood, we were carefully measuring things like the quality of the marital relationship and the quality of the parenting styles and the quality of support the children were receiving from their parents.
In families with single mothers, the researchers separated the girls into two categories: those whose fathers left before the girls were 6 years old, and those whose fathers left when the girls were between 6 and 13. The families were observed and interviewed until the girls turned 18. By the end of the study, a third of the girls in both countries had become pregnant, and the higher risk of teen pregnancy cut across income levels.
What this is saying is that even girls who are from socially and economically privileged backgrounds, who have all of the traditional advantages going for them, those girls can still be at substantially elevated risk for early sexual activity and teen pregnancy if their fathers are absent from the home, particularly from an early age.
It turned out that when fathers left home before their daughters were six, their daughters were more likely to become pregnant as teenagers. Researcher Bonnie Barber says that's another reason this study's results are so important.
This focuses us not only on the importance of dads to teenage girls, it's the importance of fathers to their one-year-old and two-year-old daughters, and that's where I think we need to spend some time thinking about that.
Barber is a psychologist at the University of Arizona in Tucson. In her own research, she's found a possible explanation for some early pregnancies. Barber thinks that a daughter absorbs subconscious cues about her own sexuality by watching her mother's relationships with boyfriends and stepfathers. But Barber worries this type of research may be used to further political debates about family structure, or by groups advocating intact families, no matter what the negative emotional or physical costs. And she says, even though a third of the girls in these studies became pregnant,
two-thirds of these single mothers don't have daughters who get pregnant, and many of them don't have daughters who have sex too early. And there's also some pregnancy and early sex in married families, so it's not just the adding the dad in is what matters.
Barber says more research needs to focus on what happens when a father is trying to have a positive influence, even if he's not in the home. She and other researchers also want to determine if other factors, perhaps certain personality traits like aggression, are leading some girls to earlier sexual behavior. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.